Port Coquitlam voters signaled their interest in Saturday's, October 15, civic election by staying home. Voter turnout was just 18.24%, a 10% point drop from the 28.11% turnout in 2018. And the turnout this year appears to have suffered from the lack of a mayoralty race. With no challenger to Brad West, who became POCO's first ever acclaimed mayor at the September 9 nomination deadline, fewer people cast a ballot on October 15 as well as the advance polls, October 5 and 8. According to a news release, as many as 8,129 Port Coquitlam voters turned out on October 15 and at two advanced polls to elect six councillors to represent their community for the next four-year term. The complete breakdown of votes by polling station is available on the city's website. There were no school trustee elections either, as both POCO trustees, Michael Thomas and Christine Pollock, were returned to the Board of Education by acclamation. City councillors elect for receiving the top six, highest number of valid votes are, in alphabetical order, Steve Darling, Nancy McCurrich, Daryl Penner, Paige Petriou, Glenn Pollock, Dean Washington. POCO Council's inauguration is set to take place November 8, 6 p.m. in Mabbitt Hall at the Port Coquitlam Community Center, PCCC, marking the first meeting of the new council. The free event is open to the public.